You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Kia ora koutou katoa, e whakarongo ana koutou, ki te reo irirangi pōho, no mai haere mai ki te hōtaka parakuihi. Welcome along to the 95 BFM Breakfast Show. If you've just tuned in, we are live from Laneway, parked up on Prince's Street, and we have got Laneway founder Danny Rogers with us. Morena, how are you?
Good morning, Rachel. How are you?
I'm great, actually. It's very exciting to be down here. Tess and I have been having a great time for the last hour and a half eating bagels and playing tunes from Laneway's past.
Love it. Awesome.
Hey, so let's go right back to the beginning. How did Laneway start? How did you set this up?
Me and actually, funnily enough, that guy out the front there. Oh, he's listening. He's waving. That's hilarious. We are old friends from going back into my high school years, and we met working in a bar in Melbourne many years ago, and we formed a pretty close friendship from pretty much the first night we met.
Awesome.
That's a pretty interesting night in itself. And I guess fast forward about, I don't know, maybe 10 years, we're in our sort of mid-20s, and I'd been living overseas, and Jerome had had a bunch of bars in and around Melbourne, and he opened one called St. Jerome's, which is a little hole in the wall. And we started doing these little sort of club afternoons on Sundays, and he was hosting various sort of artists on the weekends, and it became a bit of a cult venue in Melbourne. The venue was on the side of Myer, which is a big department store, as you probably know in Australia. I don't know if it's over here. I doubt it.
No, anyway. I don't think so.
It was unbelievable, really. There was no lease on the space, and Jerome used to sort of like pay this really low rent, and under the sort of guise that they could just come in any time and basically say, look, you've got the end of the month and you're out.
Yeah.
And so it was one of those places that sort of lived on the edge on every level. And after the first year, because I think Jerome always expected that we would only last, you know, a year if we're really lucky. We sort of, over a couple of years, one night decided to host the first festival, and we were just sort of fucking around with names and who could play. And in the Laneway was one of our favourite Australian groups, the Avalanches, and we just kind of, they were just literally in the Laneway with us. I don't know if they were with us or next to us, but we just walked over to them and said, look, if we could close this Laneway down, would you guys be interested in playing? And it was that organic. And so it started. That's really the honest, simple story of it. There wasn't any elaborate business plan.
That's how the best kind of things happen, though, is like a couple of mates having a chat over a beer and coming up with something that they would like to go to. I think that's the crucial thing. You want to throw a party that you want to be at. That's the main way to start something off, I reckon.
Yeah, for sure. I think we both felt that. And I guess you sort of hear stories of things not going to plan and, you know, friends falling out and stuff, but like in 16 years, I think Jerome and I've, you know, we're like sort of brothers, really. So you kind of might get under each other's nerves a little bit at times, but there's nothing
comes
ever
out
really.
The wash.
Yeah, it's kind of, it's pretty good friendship. And it's, I think our business is based around friendship, and it's not often the way. So that's a nice thing as well.
Well, should we play a track and then come back and have a bit more of a chat? We've got a Jamie XX song lined up here. And of course, this is a Laneway alum. How do you go about finding acts for Laneway? Because you pick bands that go on to be absolutely enormous, but they don't come here as massive bands. Sometimes they do. Sometimes we get big names, but you kind of kick them off a little bit, in this hemisphere at least.
I guess we've just always been sort of interested in new music and always open to giving artists that we think are doing great things at an early stage a shot. You know, we can't take all the credit. There's lots of people sort of that we know over the years that have been able to kind of, you know, inform us about different acts that are playing, and you learn that you sort of get to know people, and you know they've got great instincts or great taste. And, you know, I like to sort of feel like we listen to lots of different people and they help us pull the lineup together. So it's a good team effort from the programming team, alongside lots of just friends from all over the world, really, which makes, that's another really cool thing about the festival, is that we get to kind of talk and be part of a international community of
totally.
People.
Yeah. Well, let's have a listen to this track now. Jamie XX, Loud Places, featuring Romy, who you'll know is the vocalist from The XX, Jamie's other project. This is from the fantastic In Colour album.